Right, Stuart, you said after the game in midweek there's no doom and gloom. How's it feeling?
Yeah, we've lost a game of football. Obviously, we're disappointed to do that, but as I said numerous occasions, there's ways to win and there's ways to lose. And the other night, we know why we lost. You know, we were up against a side that lost a lot of goals and they were determining in their defending. We're going at half-time, probably a level game. We've done okay in it. Tight game, which we expected. And then second half, we started really well and we've made one sloppy pass in the middle of the park and Geordie's capitalised and finished it really well. And then again, another bit of sloppiness from himself gives them a free kick and they score from it. So we're down to two individual mistakes, really. And that happens in football, it happens at every level, but we got punished for them. And thereafter that, we're doing everything we can to get back in the game and they've counter-attacked and scored again. So from their point of view, they've got three goals in a short, well, certainly two goals in 5 minutes. And then defended, got blocks in, defended really well. At 2-0 down, we've got a good chance remaining and the keeper makes a good block with his feet. If that had gone in, I think we might come back into it. But it was what it was. It was a... We didn't chuck it, we kept going and we had a go and yeah, naturally everyone's disappointed, but we will lose football games. Even champions lose football games. It's, you know, how you bounce back thereafter.
And of course, Yorkshire Derby at the weekend against Doncaster, big game.
Yeah, good. Great to look forward to again. Obviously, Rotherham not long ago, similar, South Yorkshire. We've already played Doncaster. Obviously, the Notts is out of the Cup 3-2. I think we're a better group now. You know, we've got players back in the side. We've... bit more stronger, obviously results, a bit more momentum and confidence behind it. But I don't think there's a doubt that the turning point was Remain sending off after an hour. I think that had the big impact on the result, as you know, Doncaster played well. It was a good game, it was a decent game, but they are dangerous opponents in the fact that I think away from home at the minute they're probably producing the better football. They were the one at Plymouth 2 weeks ago, 3-0, and had a really good performance down at Arsenal. So, again, another challenging game, but one we'll be ready for.
Yeah, their forward line's pretty decent. Is that something you need to keep an eye on?
Yeah, I think from all over. I like the boy Coppinger, who plays off the front, experienced player, Rowe, you know, gets his goals. But they have, yeah, they've got, they're strong in a lot of areas. But we'll be aware of that. But we've got to get firing again, you know, and, you know, creating opportunities. As I say, I'm not a stats man. You know, the only stat in football that matters is the result when the whistle blows at the final game, at the end of the game, should I say. But the other night, I think we had 12 corners to 3, 60% possession to 40, 7 more shots than them. So, you know, it wasn't a disaster the other night. The result was disappointing. The performance could have been better, naturally, but it wasn't, you know, no reason to be doom and gloom. It's we learned from it and we got another chance to bounce back Saturday now.
You're at him, Charlie Wake and Cottonwell.
Well, with Charlie, I think he'll certainly benefit now. We haven't got a midweek game for the next few weeks. And with him missing most of pre-season, he's just deconditioned. We've thrown him back in and he's played game after game after game. But he's changed today. The rest of the lads had a bit of a lighter session, but he was desperate to do a full session with the other boys. And again, he's looked really sharp. So he'll benefit next week and the week after. On the Monday and the Tuesday, working with a fitness coach and getting himself up. He was just muscle soreness and cramping up and fatigue, and you saw that last Saturday at Northampton after an hour. So, yeah, he's raring to go.
Any other injury concerns ahead of the game?
No, Shane McCartan, you know, tweaked his calf in the running after the Northampton game. You know, the subs and that do a bit of running after it, and he's tweaked his calf. So, we'll have to, we're not sure. He's certainly out for Saturday, but we don't know the length of that. Other than that, no. We had a couple of doubts before Tuesday's game, but they've come through it fine.